Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We are again outside in the country of Jordan, in the ancient city ruins of Petra. It's very historic, and some of you are feeling it in very odd ways, and not the ways that we normally talk about. Is it possible, again, that history has a life? And when you speak of those who were here, who built this and used it over the ages, is it possible that there is actually some kind of life that remains because of their consciousness? Some of you are feeling this, but that's not exactly what we wish to speak of. We want to talk about history. I want to talk about your history and what is taking place right now. And in order for me to set the stage for this discussion, I again take you someplace very far away, but very significant in history. More than you know, the Mayan calendar talks about all of these things. Dear ones, this Mayan calendar was shared by three cultures: the Mayans, the Toltecs, the Aztecs. And they all shared the same prophecy with the same calendar. There was expanded information on this in their temples, on the walls of their pyramids, so far away. Their calendar was a long one. In fact, scientists today call their calendar and the duration the long count. And the long count was approximately 5,125 years. Some say 5,128. Dear ones, this is this culture, this civilization, and the time frame of all that you have studied on this tour. The long count, then, represents the current history that you know about, not the history before history. We've spoken of that before. And what the Mayans have said is that at the end of the long count, which is the center of the precession of the equinoxes, something would happen. And that something depended upon the consciousness of the humans at that time. Now, the Mayans were not alone in this prophecy. You'll find it in the ancients all over the planet, who looked at the skies and figured it out. They knew again about the earth wobble. This is all news I have given to you before. But this time, I want to talk about what they said. If you passed this marker of December 21, 2012, all over the planet, it would start a new energy. This prophecy is around those civilizations that didn't make it, who may have destroyed themselves. It seems that after approximately a certain amount of time, civilizations die. They don't make it. They turn on themselves, usually with war, low energy, and another one starts. You were headed for this as I've told you numerous times, as the prophecies of your scriptures even said. And yet you made it. You came through those times where you were overdue for a war. And now the earth starts to have a new energy. And this new energy is what I want to speak of yet again for those who are seated in front of me. Now, those who listen later, this is not for you. It's mostly for those who are sampling the history here. For the history has a complement which is alive. The ones who would feel this the most are not necessarily the ones on this tour. They would be the ones who study it. It comes alive for them in certain ways, the more they know. Consciousness has a way of staying in the dirt, in that which we have called the crystalline grid. And what it does is tends to trigger those things within certain old souls, and I want to talk about that. One of the attributes past 2012 in an evolving human race is something we have discussed many times. We call it no more fence sitting. In other words, those things which are out of integrity, which have always worked before, will start to show themselves. And there will come a time, old soul, where you cannot straddle that fence any longer. You cannot have one foot on one side that speaks one thing and another foot on the other side that speaks another. You cannot be spiritual one day of the week and the rest of the week be out of spirituality. You cannot have two sides to you and be in balance. Therefore, there are some things you're starting to feel. On this very tour, many of you have spoken of the feelings that you're starting to have. Sometimes it's while you're awake, sometimes it's when you're asleep. There have been those who have gotten sick for an hour or two and then seem to bounce back to full health. There are those who go through the dark night of the soul over a day or two and have no idea what's happening. You can blame it on the water. You can blame it on the pollution. You can blame it on the dirt. But dear ones, this is the old soul's reaction to the history that's here. You're starting to resound to your own Akashic record. It's possible you lived through this. It doesn't really matter. What matters is what's going on now because of it. This starts to explain why some of you have had some discomfort. There are those who are not on the tour today, for they are having discomfort. And this is for the reasons I have spoken of, and the Mayans were right. You are in an energy that is so different from any of the past energies that literally some of you are going through what I call a reboot. Something where you have to go to zero in order to climb out of it and see what is correct and what is not correct in your life. It's almost like it's time to unpack everything that you have packed and put in the closet for years. Examine it. and throw away the things that do not suit you anymore. If it's not today, it will be later. Especially those who call themselves old souls. Ones who have been here on this planet for many lifetimes, many incarnations. And remember this, the idea of living again is all part of history. In fact, the further back you go, the more the belief will be there that you reincarnate. The idea of a soul coming in one time for only a few years and leaving is laughable. The soul makes the journey of time. And part of the history of the planet is you. Is it no wonder that you ally yourselves? That is, you relate to that which is here. Somehow, some way, you look at the facades and you feel part of it. It's you. But that is an old energy, and you are moving away from it. So this short channel, once again, takes you right back to the Maya, to the prophecy even of the Hopi. All over the planet, they knew that this time would come. And now you're starting to feel it. And the history that you see here, which is some of the oldest on the planet, is starting to trigger this thing we call no more fence sitting. Are you going to be part of the past or the future? Again, we say, do not let the past become the future. Draw a line in the sand and say, that's old, and what comes is not part of what was. Can you relate to this? Can you apply it to yourself and see the beauty of starting again? And so it is.